you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. We're here to help you get through the catastrophes that could kill you.
Avalanches, bear attacks, knife fights.
And the stuff that really keeps you up at night.
Texting mishaps.
Sexting mishaps.
Being catfished.
I'm really worried about getting osteoporosis.
Me too.
My bones are like chalk.
I'm getting you a glass of milk right now.
Should we just play the song?
Yeah, okay. Hello, welcome to How to Survive with Danielle and Christine. So, Chris, what are we learning how to survive this week?
This one's a doozy.
Oh, guys.
Okay. I'm going to tell you all about how to survive stalking.
This is a good one. This is a really good one.
I mean, I'm going to do my best.
Yeah.
So, I first want to tell you a few stories about stalking. First, okay. I'm going to talk about the stabbing of Teresa Saldana.
Okay.
A man from Scotland became obsessed with Teresa, who was in Raging Bull. She played, I think, Robert De Niro's wife.
Teresa Saldana. Okay.
His wife, I think. For a minute, I was like, wait,
She made him steaks.
She made him steaks.
Okay. That's really the only part I remember about
her. I was like, wait, is it Al Pacino? We know. Okay. Yeah. So he became obsessed after seeing her in that movie. He lived in Scotland, and he got her address by hiring a private investigator to obtain the unlisted phone number by calling her mother. So he pretended to be Martin Scorsese's assistant, saying he needed her address to contact her for replacing another actress in a film role in Europe. And the mom was like, oh, my daughter might be in a Scorsese film. Sure, honey.
Is that how she talked?
I'm pretty sure that's exactly
how
she
talked. That's how Mrs. Saldana talked?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
So he approached her in front of her West Hollywood residence.
So he gets on a plane and flies from Scotland.
Yes.
This is some hardcore stalking. This isn't just like getting in a car and following someone. This is booking a ticket.
Yeah.
And back then, what year was this?
1982.
This is no online. You gotta like go through a travel agent or like call the airline yourself. I'm just saying.
He was committed.
He's committed to the stalking lifestyle.
Committed to the stalking. He approached her in front of her West Hollywood residence in broad daylight, attacked her with a hunting knife.
Oh, my God.
His attack was so fierce, the blade bent.
What?
Now, yeah.
Wait, now, are we sure it wasn't like a trick?
A joke blade?
Joke blade?
It's weird how much damage he did to her with one of those magic show blades he got.
Yeah, he was like a part-time. I mean, it's bad enough being a Scottish stalker. No. Well, sure. I don't know.
A part-time magician.
The part-time magician is really the worst of
how
the
three. How embarrassing.
Yeah. Amateur magician.
You know what?
Have two words ever sent chills down your
less
spine?
Less sexy than a guy telling you on a date.
Oh,
what he does for fun.
Have you ever had that?
A guy say he's a part-time magician?
Yeah, or do tricks?
No, thank God.
No, me neither. My son was like probably all kids into magic for a while, and it was excruciating.
Yeah.
And I had to pretend
that
I enjoy. Yeah, and I had to pretend that I enjoy magic, and I really hate magic.
I hate magic.
Yeah.
My kids like to do magic tricks, and I can tolerate it because it's usually just with a coin.
Right.
But you know what? I'm so glad they don't know about the magic castle. All right. This guy, whose name I'm not going to even say, because fuck that guy.
Because it's Scottish and you can't pronounce it.
And yes. Okay. And I don't care.
All right.
Part-time magician. Yeah. His attack was interrupted. So there are lots of people seeing this happen. And they're just like, oh, I'm just going to check this out. I guess this is like a, I don't know, this is a prank show maybe. A delivery man, Jeff Fenn, hero, jumps out of his delivery truck and interrupts the attack.
Okay.
And she was hospitalized and underwent a four-month hospital stay.
Jesus.
And she became a victim's advocate after that.
Okay.
And actually was pivotal in lobbying for this 1990 anti-stalking law and a 1994 Driver's Privacy Protection Act.
Not that this is necessarily relevant. I'm just curious. Did she go back to acting or was... Yeah.
I'm so glad you asked.
Oh, okay.
Danielle.
I'm reading your mind today.
You haven't even seen my notes, but it's like...
No.
You know the bullet point that's coming next.
I can see your bullet points and they are showing. It's a little cold in here. I can see your bullet points.
Very awkward because I have started to just let my bullet points
go
free.
Yeah.
You know what? I've been watching Stylish and Jenna Lyons.
Do you like it?
I'm obsessed.
Okay.
She lets her bullet points just hang out.
It's a little weird. I can't figure out if she's flat chested or has the biggest breasts ever.
She has the biggest breasts.
She has ginormous breasts, right?
And she's
but she doesn't wear a bra.
I don't care.
Yeah. It's interesting.
So I went up the other night and I did my Jenna Lyons look.
You did?
I wore a J. Crew blouse.
Yes.
Striped, mannish, unbuttoned very low.
Just like her.
Just like Jenna. I do not have enormous breasts. Right. Very small, which I think is even works better maybe.
It does for that look.
That's one way small breasts work out.
Yeah.
And I have my hair pulled back tight.
Okay.
Big glasses.
Uh-huh.
You
really did
pulled
look.
It off. Yeah.
And you weren't wearing a bra?
Nope.
And how did you feel?
I felt wonderful.
Oh, my God.
And cold, because it was an outdoor thing. Okay.
Okay. Teresa Saldana.
She did go back to acting. She played herself in a television movie called Victims for Victims, the Teresa Saldana story, where she reenacted the entire event.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Victims for Victims?
Yes.
Like, is it victims number four victims? I don't know. Just like a little cutesy with a heart around the four?
For only four victims
that
she victims supported.
Victims for victims.
Yeah, like, I'm a victim. I'm making this for other victims.
Not since Joan Rivers has someone played themselves in a...
She said it was very cathartic.
Okay.
Cathartic.
That's right.
Not since Joan Rivers.
Remember? Joan Rivers and Melissa Rivers themselves
in their biopic, right?
Yeah. Do you say biopic?
Is that right? I just said that.
I've heard people say that, but I always thought it was biopic.
I'm probably saying it wrong. Well, you know, I say a lot of things wrong. You know, I said chick instead of chic in a writer's meeting about fashion.
No.
In my mid-30s.
I did the same thing in a sketch I wrote because I thought they were two different words. I thought chick was one word and chic was one word.
I thought chick also meant being very fashionable.
Yes, so did I.
You know what we can blame it on, right? Chick jeans. C-H-I-C.
That's right.
Yes.
Wait, that's coming back to me. Chick jeans.
Yes.
Was it like Gloria Vanderbilt? But
yes, but chick. But I said it in a room full of television executives.
I'm sorry. I said it on stage presenting to, it was awful. Anyway, yeah. So
which is the right
way. Joan Rivers' husband killed himself, and then they made a movie about it and played themselves.
It's a strange choice.
So tacky.
But you know what? Yeah. It's a guaranteed way to get cast.
That's true.
So it's not the worst idea.
You're right. Okay, so Teresa Saldana.
Here's another, just a little interesting tidbit. She also played herself and reenacted it in an episode of Hunter.
What?
Yeah.
Wait a second.
I don't know.
Wait, Hunter went...
Remember the show Hunter?
Of course, yeah. But they did a, like a real, oh, like they talked about the actress Teresa Saldana episode?
We should see if this is on YouTube.
I think we should.
We're going to watch it tonight. And we'll report back.
This is such a cottage industry of Teresa Saldana playing herself.
I know.
Reenacting her worst moment
but, you know,
in her life.
After a certain age, it's really hard to get roles. And
I know. And they sliced her face, didn't they?
I don't know if her face was messed up. But
I thought they did.
You know what?
She so did, obviously they caught the guy. And
he was put to prison. I don't know what is going on
is
with my language
Scottish
today.
He was put to prison.
Is that Scottish sounding?
I don't know like how they go on. On holiday and in hospital.
They go to hospital.
They go to hospital.
So he was put to prison.
Put to prison.
And wore his jumper. For 14 years.
And ate bangers and mash.
Yes. Of course I have to talk about Rebecca Schaefer.
I know that the show was My Sister Sam.
Oh, I loved My Sister Sam with Pam Dauber.
Yeah, my brother was on an episode of My Sister Sam. Yeah, so sort of she's My Sister Sam.
She kind
just
of
by
is.
Just by relation.
You know how I'm connected to her, right?
No.
Well,
to Pam Dauber or
this
Rebecca
is, you know
Schaefer?
What this is. Well, you know what we're doing right now.
Oh, that my
thing.
Cousin's brother played the thing and I was there once.
Yeah, 9/11.
Yeah, right.
So I'm feeling really bad today. So.
No, but do you have some connections?
So let me just say, I know a lot about these two women because I did a lot of research on them when I worked on shows like 101, Celebrity Murders or something like
Jesus,
that. And then I worked
that was
on
a real one?
Probably. I can't. I mean, there's so many I worked on that were weird like that. But another one was like 25 Acts of Love Gone Wrong. Oh. Let's just say that stalking is not an act of love.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna just,
can you imagine they called it that?
There's so many things that were going on wrong back then.
Right.
That could be a whole other.
Was this E?
How to Survive Writing on Countdown Shows.
Yeah.
When I was researching Rebecca Schaefer, I learned that I lived on the same block. And could see the house, see her apartment building from where my apartment building.
Oh, my God.
So that was interesting.
Yeah.
To just walk down to my coffee shop and see her house. Okay, let's get into it. So Rebecca Schaefer, My Sister Sam, she was young. There was a man who wrote numerous letters to her. She even answered one of them because she was such a sweetie petite.
Yeah.
He traveled to Los Angeles from
the traveling.
Where was he from? He was, does it say? He was, I think,
he
also,
was Welsh, right?
Look, I cannot do Welsh. I couldn't do a Scottish accent.
Okay.
He was from Tucson.
Oh, that's
all right.
Not that
that's
long
I can
of a
do
drive.
I can do Tucson.
Okay.
1987, he wanted to meet with her on the set, and Warner Brothers was like, nope. He came back with a knife.
Jesus.
Thinking that's probably, they'll probably let me in now. I brought a knife.
Right, sure.
And they were like, definitely no. So he went back to Tucson. He focused his obsession then to Debbie Gibson, Madonna, and Tiffany. So
okay.
he got, and then he saw Rebecca in a movie where she was in bed with another actor and he got really mad and he was Jeez. Like, nope, I have to go punish her.
Oh.
So, listen to this. He remembered the story of how Teresa Saldana's stalker got access to her private information by paying a detective.
Oh, come on.
So he was like, I'm going to pay a detective. He paid a detective in Tucson, got a gun from his brother, because his brother, I guess, was like, my brother seems stable. I should give him a gun.
For sure.
You know, the guy that stalks actresses. He traveled to Los Angeles, got the address from the DMV.
Wow.
Because that's when you could just get the address.
Okay.
She was preparing for an audition for The Godfather Part 3. That's why she answered the door, because she thought it was a script.
Oh.
And he was like, hey, remember me? I wrote you all those letters. And she was like, hi, please don't come back to my house. Went down to a diner, had some food.
He went down to a diner?
He went down and ate at a diner. I think I know which one that, what's that diner called? And never mind. King's Cafe, I'm guessing. Returned an hour later, she answered the door. And he shot her in the chest.
Jesus.
And
it was for those two young. It was huge news. It was really insane.
It was really a big deal.
She was still on the show at that time, right?
I think the show had gotten canceled.
It wasn't a long running show, but she was just so adorable and like she just seemed like the epitome of innocence and sweetness. Like,
it was a really shocking case. And also one thing, I mean, that was so powerful about it is that it did help push these stalking laws.
And obviously this doesn't just happen to famous people, but these two cases clearly made it at least a federal, or I'm assuming a federal crime.
It can be a misdemeanor or a felony. It depends on what the actual particulars of the case are. But I mean, listen, if you want something to become illegal, you need it to happen to a young, beautiful white woman.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is under my umbrella headline, three things everyone should know.
Okay.
Okay. There's a lot of things, so I'm probably going to not say all of them, but some of them we know, like repeated unwanted phone calls, texts, messages that may or may not be threatening. Creating fake profiles to continue contacting a person after they've been blocked on their personal account.
But these are not illegal things yet, right?
Well, they're not. They become illegal when they're unwanted, right?
Well,
when once you start asking, I think they're unwanted.
Once you take steps to say no, and then it keeps going on.
I mean, I was thinking about Julie, who was our guest last week.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, she was definitely cyberstalked.
Yeah.
You know, based on the things that are on this list.
Right.
Leaving notes, gifts, or other items for the person.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's like, it's not stalking to leave a note or a gift for a person.
Right.
I have something in my car for you. Am I stalking you?
Oh, I God. Hope so, a little
Am
bit.
Am I stalking you?
Are you?
I might be.
I mean,
I do keep giving you stuff.
Mm.
But is it unwanted?
No, it's not unwanted.
See? Okay, we're good.
I mean, the pants were a little itchy, but...
Were they?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
I'm going to try them on again, though.
Okay. Maybe you could wear tights underneath them.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
That doesn't seem right. That's
if it's cold, I will, yes.
Okay. Spreading rumors online and in person.
Okay.
Okay. Vandalism or destruction of property.
Mm.
I mean, this is getting more and more, you know, alarming.
Mm-hmm.
Hacking into the person's social media, email, or other accounts.
That's scary.
Yeah, this is all scary. Okay, stalking can happen to anyone.
That's my point, yeah.
Yeah. So here's a healthy boundary. You say no, and the other person respectfully leaves and does not contact you again.
Hmm. Sure.
But
if wishes were fishes. That cannot be how it
I think
goes.
It's if wishes were horses, beggars would ride.
Is that a real saying?
Oh, I heard it my entire childhood.
I don't
and
know
you
if you're
can
being
shit
serious.
In one hand and wish in the other and see which fills up faster.
What?
Those were the ones I heard.
But what does that mean?
I'm not sure.
Karen's nodding. Like,
Karen's
yep,
like,
that happened in Michigan
too.
You could shit in one hand.
Yeah.
And what
wish,
now?
Wish in the other.
Yeah.
And see which one fills up faster.
So what does that mean? Don't set your sights too high?
I guess your wishes are meaningless to me.
I think that's what that means.
I think it's like, Mom, I want a Barbie dream house. Or I wish I had a Barbie dream house.
Okay.
Well, you can shit in one hand and wish in the other and see which one fills up faster.
Okay. You'll have a better... Okay. Well, it's really... there's a lot of layers there.
Yeah.
I mean... Explore that.
I have therapy later this week.
Okay.
Okay. Consider calling the police and seeking help when you are contacted repeatedly, the other person shows up where you are, indirectly threatens you, is disrespectful, or does not take no for an answer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I mean... I think that's good advice.
Yes, of course.
All right.
It doesn't always work, as we've seen time and time again, but I'm sure creating a paper trail is a really good idea.
It is.
Okay.
I'm glad you mentioned that.
Oh, again, I'm reading your thoughts?
You know what?
I'm reading your
bullet
points.
I want you to jump ahead, Danielle.
I'm sorry.
No, it's good.
You're okay with it.
Here's some safety tips. Okay. Sometimes stopping all communication with an abuser can be dangerous.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But if it's safe to do so, stop all the contact and the communication with the person that's stalking or harassing you. But keep evidence.
Mm.
Just what you said. So you want to save all your voicemails, your texts, your emails, and put it in a folder.
Okay.
Or wherever you keep your things
right.
that are, you know, put it in a safe that's fireproof if you live in California.
Okay. And bear proof. Put it
yeah,
in,
oh.
put it in a bear basket. What was it called?
A bear box.
Bear box, yeah.
Put it if you go
bear
camping,
it's not as effective.
If you go camping, take all your stalking evidence
yes.
with you don't go with a stalker camping.
No.
Don't go to a second location.
Camping. If someone's stalking you, don't go camping.
Oh my God, don't go camping.
Don't go camping.
What are you thinking?
So stupid.
Okay, so some other safety tips. Carry a cell phone with you. You know, maybe on your, I mean, everybody does. I think they mean just maybe keep it in your pocket, not just in your purse. Keep handy or memorize emergency phone numbers that you can use in case of an emergency. Danielle.
Yeah.
How many phone numbers do you have memorized?
I have my husband's. I have my parents' house because it's the same as since I was born.
Yes.
And I have my own, and that's, and I have my friend Chantal's childhood home where her mom still lives.
Okay.
That's it. I don't have, I don't even know my son's phone number by heart. I really should. That's really stupid of me. Yeah.
I don't think this has to be a time to attack yourself. Maybe.
But yeah. No, it's a good, it's a really good point. You to memorize
some phone numbers.
That's a really good point.
I thought about it when it said memorizing phone numbers because I was like, I don't know anyone's numbers except this, like what you just said. It's like my parents, my childhood home.
Right.
My husband's mine.
Yeah.
And that's
at least you have your husband's. That's the smartest for, you know, being in a situation.
For being stalked.
Yeah.
Have a safe place in mind to go to in an emergency. Try not to travel alone.
Also 867-5309. But that's just, I don't know if that's.
I think that counts.
Yeah.
I don't know if it goes to anything, but it's fun to just feel like you have another set of numbers memorized.
Yeah.
This one seems important and really important. And I feel like a lot of people are very loosey-goosey with this one.
Okay.
Be aware of how much identifying information you're posting on the internet through social media
kidding.
And online purchases. But like, I'm always surprised by how many people are like tagging themselves at locations.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't do that.
I guess they just are very... I guess they're like, nobody's going to come and murder me.
Right.
Who wants to murder me? I'm great.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the wisest thing in the world.
Alert your credit bureaus because, you know, you don't want somebody destroying your credit.
Because
that's another tactic a stalker might use to mess with your mind.
That's right.
They can ruin your credit. Alert your friends and your neighbors and your building personnel. You want to let your neighbors know because you don't want them to, if they see, like, somebody that doesn't look like some rando, they might just be like, oh, that's probably just somebody delivering a package.
Right.
And they won't realize it's actually somebody delivering
a bomb.
These
are really good tools, I think.
Keep your current address confidential whenever possible. You can register for your state's address confidentiality program. Okay, if you live in an apartment, don't put your name on the list of tenants on the front of your apartment building. Use it
as an opportunity to make up a really fun name.
That's what it says. Use a variation of your name. You can be, you know, Betty Rubble or...
Is that a variation of my name?
You know what? I just love the Flintstones.
My middle name is Beth.
Is it?
It is.
Identify escape routes out of your house, which you should already know because you've been preparing for that fire that's coming. And pack a bag with important items if you need to leave quickly.
Yeah.
Again, you've already packed that bag. Because you listened to the fire episode.
That's right.
And the bear episode, maybe you need it for the bear episode.
Right.
This one seems a little intense. Install solid core doors with deadbolts at your house or apartment.
What?
It's like, what's that episode? What's that movie with Jodie Foster and little Kristen Stewart?
Room.
Yeah. Install a panic room. It doesn't say that, but you know what?
Solid core?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I guess
take
that aren't
door
just
to
the not the kind of door you can just punch your fist through when you're angry.
Okay.
That's my reference.
I mean, maybe it's not such a crazy... So just install
a
really thick door.
Doors,
all right.
I guess. I mean...
A bulletproof door?
At this point, it feels like it'd just be easier to arrange to have the stalker murdered.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you're at a point where you have to install core doors...
Yeah.
Like, you're investing all this money now. Well, can't you just take out a hit on the stalker?
That's probably more expensive than a core door.
I don't know. How much does it cost to have somebody murdered?
I'm sure it varies.
Someone let us know.
I get so stressed out whenever I watch a movie and someone, even someone innocent, does something like that's going to land them in jail. I get so stressed out. I'm like, just don't do that. Just don't hire.
It's going to go badly.
It's going to go badly and you're going to get caught and you're going to go to jail. I just get so stressed out.
Are you ever stressed out that you might accidentally end up in prison?
No, my husband is.
I am.
That's his worst fear.
Oh, we should
He will be framed for or just accident or just, you know, wrongfully accused and end up in jail.
I'm very stressed out about that too. So
is there a specific crime you have in mind that you'll be accused for?
No, like accidentally killing someone, but it'll seem like I did it on purpose. You know, like I'll get framed or.
No, I don't have that fear. Shocking that you have a fear I don't have.
All right. Consider getting a protective order against the person stalking you. Most states allow for you to apply for a protective order.
And that's the stay 200 meters away from this person type thing?
Yeah. I mean, listen.
What? I'm listening.
I don't know what I was going to say next. Listen to me.
Okay.
Right now. Okay. You know what we're going to talk about?
What?
Cyber stalking. Now, listen, I've got a really good cyber stalking story.
Okay. And you were cyber stalked?
No, it's not about me.
Oh, okay.
But it's bananas.
Okay.
The year is 1999. Remember how worried we were about Y2K?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we should have been worried about Gary Della Penta, a 50-year-old security guard who lived in North Hollywood.
Oh.
With, you guessed it, his mother.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Okay, so he met a woman in church.
Okay. All the red flags are going up.
Right? All right. Are you getting worried?
Yeah.
And he was like, I like you.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, pass.
Oh,
no thanks.
Gary.
I know. Yeah. And he was like, no, I don't think you heard me. I like you, and I want this to go somewhere. And she's like, no, I'm not interested. So he kept bugging her, and she even at one point wrote him a letter and was like, please stop.
Right.
And that didn't stop him. And she actually got the church elders to ban him from the congregation.
Okay.
Because it was getting really intense.
Wow.
So he posed as her online. This is during the times of AOL.
I was going to say, this is fairly early on in the internet.
Yeah, this is early internet.
Yeah.
And pretended to be her, created multiple accounts, and said, hey, it's me, Debbie. That's not her name, but okay. I'm not going to say her name. So turns out I have this cool fantasy that strange men come to my house and rape me. Jesus. And here's my address. And bunches of men started coming to her house in the middle of the night, pounding on her door.
Oh,
and they were
God.
Like, hey, guess what? I'm here to rape you.
Oh, and my God.
Even gave them information about disabling her alarm system.
How would he know that?
I don't know, from stalking her, I guess.
Ugh.
So the way he was caught was her dad pretended, I think with the help of detectives, pretended to be one of the men
right.
to get more information from the person that was her, but was him.
Right.
I know I'm being very clear right now.
I get it.
And they caught him. And he was sentenced to 6 years and became the first person to be sent to prison for cyber stalking.
Okay.
So, but that was the first time ever that someone,
and I just want to make sure, no one actually got in and raped her,
No, she never got hurt.
Okay.
But imagine how terrifying.
I mean, you would move. You would not trust anyone ever again.
Ever. I mean, her life is trauma probably forever.
Plus, she lives in North Hollywood.
And that. Yeah, you got to live with that.
I know. Well, I can say that because I grew up in North Hollywood.
Yeah. I mean.
Oh, my God. That is terrifying. That poor woman.
Yes.
I can't believe. Doesn't it seem like you should get a little more than 6 years?
I want him. I mean.
For setting up.
I hope he's there now. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about preventing it. This is important. How to prevent cyber stalking.
Okay.
First and most important, do not be a woman.
A.
Yeah.
Stay calm. And B, remove your vagina.
Yes. Get rid of all womanly attributes.
Right.
And
done. Okay.
Yes. Remain calm.
Actually,
create strong passwords.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that seems like a given for all of us.
Yeah.
And I mean, this one is something you should do that I'm terrible at. Log out every time of all of your devices.
Don't just sleep.
No,
log out.
Don't just close your computer. Log out of everything.
Oh, I don't do that.
I don't log out of anything.
What an idiot.
Imagine having to log back into everything. How fun would that be? Here's one. Use caution on public Wi-Fi. So that if you use public Wi-Fi at a hotel or at the local coffee shop, like Starbucks, or, you know, hopefully you're going to use a local one. Come on, Starbucks doesn't need your business. Wait, are they a potential like sponsor?
If they are.
They don't sponsor anybody. Come on.
No.
All right. You're putting yourself at risk for hacking. So right, you're weaker.
That makes sense.
But it says you can get a VPN if you want. That's a virtual private network.
Oh.
You can buy a VPN for your computer. I bet Garen knows all about VPNs. He seems like somebody who knows about VPNs.
No,
a little bit?
A little. He knows a little bit. More about UPN, which was a ill-fated network.
Yeah, I remember UPN. Yeah. Did it have a lot of cartoons?
No, it had a lot of like black sitcoms.
Oh, yeah. Black content.
Yeah.
That makes me sad that it went away.
I think it may have turned into something else. I could be wrong.
WB?
No, those were two different things that I think happened at the same time.
And the WB's still around.
I believe so.
Okay.
I'm not really sure.
Well, I remember it.
Well, maybe UPN wasn't black shows. Maybe it was like Star Trek. It was black shows.
It was the mix.
It was a mix of, yeah, like Star Trek and black sitcoms.
Like Martin.
I don't know if it was. I think Martin was on Fox.
Yeah.
It may have been more like
Sister Sister?
Maybe. Living Single. I'm not sure.
227?
No, 227 was NBC.
Way before.
It was NBC, man. That was like prime time.
Okay.
Homeboys from Outer Space,
oh,
I think it was called.
I don't even know
one
that
episode,
one.
Maybe.
Yeah, and then they had Voyager, where they launched with Voyager.
Right.
And then, I don't remember what the other ones were. They became the CW eventually.
Oh, WB, okay, so it did become UPN something else. Okay,
the CW, yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to do a deep dive on UPN. So VPN gives you online privacy and anonymity by creating a private network from a public internet connection. You can get a VPN for your phone, you can get one for your laptop, you can get one for any device.
Okay.
If you are experiencing cyberstalking, it's important that you reach out for help. You can contact the National Center for Victims of Crime at 1-855-4-VICTIM, V-I-C-T-I-M, 1-855-484-2846. And if you or a loved one are in immediate danger, be sure to call 911 right away. You should also consider getting help from a mental health professional. They can help you process your feelings as well as provide support for guidance for what you are experiencing.
Okay, so that was fantastic. That was being stalked. And when we come back, we're going to find out about other mishaps that can happen via modern technology.
Yes.
Special guest.
I can't wait. I can't wait to hear her story. It's going to be a little bit lighter than what we just
covered. Hopefully it'll be somewhat lighter. And that's when we come back.
See you then.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Welcome back, Chris.
I'm excited.
We have a very special guest we are really excited about. You may know her as the voice of Martin on The Simpsons, which is so cool. You also may know her as the voice of Daphne in Scooby-Doo in like the last, how many years have you been doing Scooby-Doo?
21
years? Oh my God. And she just works constantly. And she's also very funny on Twitter. And she's a stand-up comic. And she's lovely. Please welcome. Why am I saying please welcome? Like people are going to start clapping from their car.
I'm clapping.
And if they don't clap, I'm going to be so empty
so
inside.
I know her as
please,
all of these things.
Big round of applause for Gray Delisle Griffin. Hi, Gray.
Hi,
hello, Gray. You know what the people at home don't know?
What?
Her hair looks amazing.
She has amazing. And she recently became a redhead.
I did. And yes. I put one of those bump it.
Working.
I have a bump it and they're like Snooki.
You have a real bump it?
It's
Wait,
working.
Chris, were you on the dish when we did the bump it?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know this is like a thing.
So Chris and I wrote on a show called The Dish, which was a sister show to The Soup.
Oh, I totally know that show. Yeah.
No, really?
I do. Yeah.
She's just being nice.
Don't ask me anything. No.
That's how
I really know.
That's how Chris and I met. And so we would do like female focused television
that's basically what the difference was between our show and The Soup. But the bump it was one of the things we covered because that commercial, Ponytail Bump It.
Remember? Did we do a sketch where we all had bump
it? We may have. We I don't know. Have, it sounds familiar.
It's and it was just a wonderful thing.
Pony, bump it.
And you you can bump anything.
Now I want one.
I want
every
bump
time
it.
Someone, like if you post something and someone writes bump, that's the first thing I think of. It's like the thing under my hair.
Where do you get it still?
On Amazon, which I hate to like support Amazon, but still,
but you don't have
when you're looking for that
you
thing.
You have and a mom store
in your global pandemic, and you don't want to go to every store. Yeah, and it's amazing. And they had it, and I just like, I mean, people sometimes are like, is that your real hair? And I'm like, yes, but there is a dish scrubber glued to a comb under my
Oh my god. You know what? We can just use a dish scrubber.
Yeah.
We'll use the scrub daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, cut it in half.
Scrub mama.
Or scrub mama.
Dish scrub. Just have a sponge lying around at home. Just wrap your hair in a sponge.
A spermicidal sponge.
Send us your
It's very eco-friendly.
The Today Sponge? Is
the
that?
Today Sponge.
We'll try a Today Sponge,
today,
everyone.
Tomorrow and forever.
Remember that was a whole episode of Seinfeld.
I loved that. Is he sponge worthy?
Yes, he's
sponge. Get him whole thing in her closet.
So weird.
Yeah.
Like, did the Today Sponge go out?
I don't know if they have those anymore. Now they have have you seen the commercials with the actress from Schitt's Creek? Where she's like, welcome to my vagina, everyone.
No.
And it's this
the
new.
The daughter?
What are you watching?
Yes.
I can't wait
it's,
to watch.
I must be Hulu. And it's a commercial they show on Hulu a lot because it's the woman. What's the actress's name?
I'm blanking on
Annie?
Her name.
Annie.
Yes.
Annie.
She's like she's
and
a friend.
She's
you know, Annie.
You know, our friend
bitch.
Annie.
Or are we allowed to say Annie? Oh, sorry. I cussed.
Yes, you can cuss.
Okay.
She has on this silk robe and she's in this big pink room with a bed and it's sexy. And she's like, hello, everyone. Welcome to my vagina. And this a new birth control. She's like, I don't like the pill. And she throws it away.
Uh-huh.
And it's like it looks almost like a, you know, when I don't think either of you have probably ever had a yeast infection.
No.
But
I've heard
if you
tell.
Do, you have to use like this plastic applicator and put it. It kind of looks like those. It's like a long thing. But you put in some kind of spermicidal.
Oh, it's temporary.
Yeah,
it's just like, for that.
It's just when you're ready
encounter.
To have a party in your vagina.
Wow, I'd love that idea.
Well,
if I were of the age where
I
needed
like Flexi,
thing.
I think with three X's.
It,
am I a so X-rated for this product?
I think
you are.
Flexi.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, I don't know how we're going to segue from that to. Well, actually, we are because. Okay, so the last part of the show, we were talking about cyber stalking. And now we're going to talk about something else that happened cyberly. That
cyberly.
You, I was going to say, it didn't happen to you. You did it.
I did it.
So what did you do?
I sent. Okay. Well, let's go back to Spongeworthy real quick. Because, you know, I didn't want to buy sexy lingerie because one time I spent way too much money on a thing and the guy like tore it and I was like, ah!
No.
You know, and I,
unacceptable.
Sorry, did I just mess up the microphone? Anyway, but it was a horrifying moment and I thought, ah, I don't want to buy sexy things. And also like taking pictures for somebody. It's like, I can't be investing $78 at Victoria's Secret every time I send this guy a picture. So I would like, it was like, you know, it was like fairy godmother. I would go into Victoria's Secret, get a bunch of stuff, go in the dressing room.
Yes,
and
no.
just try on things and just take all these cute pictures.
Oh,
and
that's
like,
hysterical.
And now we're done. And now we give it back. It was like a library for whores.
My God.
But I
that's a really smart move.
That is so
but
smart.
But also,
it's also a really good name for a store. Library for whores.
Library for whores.
I love it.
But then you make no money because people just take free pictures in your dressing room.
Right.
And leave.
That's true.
I think the lady was on to me. I was in there once a week with like a stack of outfits.
Was
and
this,
then, like,
now, was this,
all done?
Was this for one particular person you
were
dating?
Yes, it was one particular person I was dating.
Did this guy know that, like, why are you always behind some shuttered thing with like a number hanging in beside you?
It was very, you know, the thing is, it was styled really well. Those dressing rooms are really cute. Like they have really
cute
like
couches.
Yes, it's very like it's nice. It's not some Target one, which I have done the Target one.
Sure,
too.
You've also taken
those cute Marona underwear. There's some cute Marona underwear.
Wait, but I want to know. I do have a question.
Yes,
how did he respond to all the tags?
Oh.
He wasn't like, I like it, but there are tags everywhere.
No, there was a careful tuck. There was a careful tuck. Of
the careful tucking.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
But wait, now this is a little private, but look, you opened the door to this. Did you try on the
No pun intended.
Did you try on the underwear
over underwear?
No, I tried them on, but they had the, I know, but they have the strip in there.
But then the next person who tries it on is going to have the same strip.
Okay, so everyone know, in every Victoria's Secret and every Target in the nation, there is a gray. What do you do? I tried on over my underwear because I'm a prude and I don't want crabs to jump in my vagina.
Look, how can you tell what they look like? You can't tell what they look like. And I'm not a thong girl, so that at least helps a little bit. I like the
in your
analogy,
looking
this
ones. Is like taking a highlighter to a book and returning it to the library. I mean,
no, I'm a
libraries for whores.
Libraries for whores. Yeah.
I mean, I
love it.
She put it out there.
I mean, yeah, I don't buy thongs either, but...
No, in hindsight, yeah, and literally, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so...
But anyway, yeah, when I try it on, I just try it on, because I can't tell what it looks like over my underwear.
Oh,
because I am an old-fashioned underwear lady with the ones that are, like, I like the ones that are...
Yeah, you're like
coverage.
A boy brief.
The boy short.
Like a boy short.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing like a boy short.
I can't, they don't fit right on me.
It holds...
Because you're so
smaller.
Tiny.
No, like, I got a big, flat white house. Trust me, there's nothing boyish about it. So that's probably why... in fact, never mind.
Hey, I just admitted to being disgusting. Someone else has to come out.
Okay, so, well, no, I was just,
yours
I was
disgusting.
I came from my Pilates class and I was wearing leggings, you know, as you do in a sports bra at the library, at Starbucks. And I came out and there's always these older black guys hanging out because their Starbucks got clothes. They used to have this really cool Starbucks where these guys would play chess all the time. And they were really cool and just like you could tell that was their place. But now they're relegated to this tiny Starbucks. And I came out and, you know, I'm old and at this point and no one's looking at me. But I was like, I wonder if those guys are looking at me. Like I just in my head.
Yeah.
And then I said to myself, yeah, Danielle, because nothing a black guy likes more than a flat white ass.
Nothing. That's why those Lululemons are amazing, though. Have you? I mean, I was like, $100?
Yes.
I don't think so. And then I put them on and I was like, oh my God.
Oh, do they shape you differently?
It's like you have a new body for $100. Oh. Like, I don't know what's in there, but it's amazing.
I have the only pair of Lululemons I have are from Hong Kong, on the street of Hong Kong. Oh. My friend who is a...
Black market Lululemons?
Yeah.
No, these have something in them that like smooths out every...
No, they are. They're like
they're
that.
Like, they lift
they're very
separate. And, like, it's amazing.
No, yeah. I can't spend that money on...
Yeah, I was scoffing. Then I was like, I could probably spring for... Somebody said, you will have a new ass. Will you give you $100? Yeah,
okay.
I did.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so... You're in Victoria's Secret. Is this where this took place?
I'm in Victoria's Secret spreading my seed. and my cheeks. No, they weren't gross. They were very tasteful. So I took my pictures and everything. And the person that I was texting had a handle. Like, I mean, I didn't call him by his name. Because in case somebody, I don't know. I had a secret. There was nothing wrong with
him. You mean on your phone he had
it? Yeah, I don't know. Like, in case. Because I didn't know that trick. Maybe they didn't even have it. Yeah, this was a while ago. But where you can just, like, don't read the message. Like, all my messages just popped up and it would say the name. And I was like, everybody doesn't need to know who's texting me.
Okay, gotcha.
You know, so he was Arthur Fonzarelli. I know, it was stupid.
Arthur Fonzarelli.
So cute.
Did he give you a thumbs up?
He hit that jukebox.
He did.
Oh. But my friend's husband's name is Art, and I never text him. I never would. I don't even know why my phone. Like, I texted the first guy. I don't know if I've ever sent the other guy a text.
Like, why would you have your friends? Okay.
I mean, I had him because he was a voice coach.
Okay.
And so, like, and sometimes I would do auditions with him, but I would never text him. I would always, like, make an appointment with the place. And I'd been friends with him, actually, before I was even friends with her. I'd been friends with him for ages.
Oh,
and so did you take a picture and immediately send it to him? And at what point do you realize what you've just done?
Well, I went to the food court to enjoy
as one does.
You know,
after Victoria's
spoil, after that strenuous
celebrate.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
let my stomach out. I'm tired of sucking it in.
Supermodels got to eat.
Yes.
So I'm just having my little poke bowl, and I'm kind of getting. I'm like, nothing, you know, like no response. So I'm like, I was like, oh, so nothing after, you know, and I just.
I look good. Yeah, come on.
I know. Usually there was a very hearty response. And so I was like, well, what the heck? And so I went through it. I was like, oh my God. Oh God. Oh my God.
I actually emailed it too. I emailed it.
Wait,
I
didn't text it. I emailed
it. Oh, so it was like you typed in the letter A and it brought up his email.
I think I did like ART and his email went rather than the person's text.
My gosh. Yes.
So I was like, oh my God. So I was like, I emailed Art and said, "Hi, I accidentally sent you this. I sent you this. I've been hacked, and my I have a virus. There's a virus. Don't open any emails from me. There's a virus." But and then I was like, "Wait, but you just open this one."
Right.
But I was like, "But I fixed it." I mean, it was like there was a whole thing. I was like, "But the one that I sent you a while ago, don't open that because there's a virus in it." And I was like,
which obviously and he's. Then, yeah.
No response. He doesn't respond. He doesn't email back or anything. And I'm like, I mean, she's my best friend. We've been friends, you know. Yeah. So I was like, she knows I'm going to hit on him.
Right.
But I was like, have you talked to your husband? And now, she was like,
did you call her or did you text her? You don't remember.
I'm pretty sure I think I texted her and then followed up phone call. I have to call. I have to talk to you. Okay. And then I was like, have you talked to Art? And she was like, no, why? And I go, okay.
Oh, God, I'm having so much stress right now.
I was like, I did a whole, and she's like, oh, God. And she's, we could not be more different. Like, we're just so different. She's like, very sensible. And I'm always doing something like, I'm like, I did this. You know, and she's like, what? Oh, God.
Oh,
you know, so.
Right.
So I'm just like, I was taking pictures. She's like, what? And I go, and I said I accidentally emailed Art one of the pictures. She's like, oh my God, what was it? Was it awful? And I was like, no, actually, it wasn't awful. It was like waist up, and it was just a little, like, little, like, you know, wanton little look, like, into the camera with a really cute bra, and that's it. No nipple, nothing, but still, oh my God. So then she's like, hold on. And so she was like, she goes into it, because he was like at his home office. She goes back there, she's like, hi. She's like, did you get an email from Gray? And he goes,
oh my God.
Oh, about the virus? And she was like, no, apparently that was a ruse. She's like, have you? And he's like, oh, yeah, I got it. And she was like, and you didn't say anything? Why didn't you just come in here right away?
My God.
And he's like, I don't know, fucking Gray.
Oh my God. I like that.
Then I was like a little offended because I was like, so you just thought. I mean, he said later, because I was like, did you think that I would just send you that, like, fucking Gray? What does that mean? And he goes, no, I don't know. I knew it was some shit, like, whatever happened. I knew it was something. That was not for me, but whatever, fucking Gray.
Company thing that Gray gets herself into.
She's always sending naked pictures.
Yeah, that's what I thought first, and I was like, very offended, but no, it was just that I do dumbass shit.
The funny thing to me is that she says, did you get that email from Gray? And his first response is the virus, not the lingerie picture.
You know, maybe.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Apparently, she's
too honest. Yes. He's too honest, though. Like,
I don't know if they'll ever listen to this podcast. I was about to say something that happened in their therapy.
Oh, no. Like, okay.
No, yeah, not good.
See, fucking Gray.
All right. Well, we will have you back on because I'm sure something tells me you've got lots more stories. But thank you so much for being on one of our very first episodes. This is episode 5, right?
Yeah.
So we're
wrapping them up.
Chugging along. Thank you so much. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. We'd love to hear from you on the social media at Pod How to Survive on Twitter and Instagram. And also, you can send us an email, podcasthowtosurvive@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your survival stories or just say hello. All right. Talk to you later.